From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Talks at the UN on a new treaty banning nuclear weapons got underway Monday. Kim Won-soo is the UN Undersecretary and High Representative for Disarmament Affairs.
The long paralysis in the United Nations disarmament bodies has prompted many to retreat into entrenched and inflexible positions. This has unfortunately become the new normal.
But nearly 40 countries, including the U.S., said they'll not take part in the talks. They're renewing their commitment to the 47-year-old nuclear non-proliferation treaty. Nikki Haley is the U.S. UN ambassador.
You are going to see almost 40 countries that are not in the General Assembly today. And that's 40 countries that are saying, in this day and time, we would love to have a ban on nuclear weapons. But in this day and time, we can't honestly say that we can protect our people by allowing the bad actors to have them, and those of us that are good trying to keep peace and safety not to have them.
The UN General Assembly adopted a resolution in December to negotiate a legally binding instrument to prohibit nuclear weapons, leading to their elimination. UN humanitarian spokesman Jens Lerke Monday said the murder of six aid workers in South Sudan on Saturday could constitute a war crime.
We do not have a lot of details at this point. We have clearly called for an investigation of what has happened. Those who are responsible for these murders must be held to account.
The six were ambushed as they traveled from the capital Juba to the town of Pibor over contested territory. They were Kenyans and South Sudanese working for the non-governmental grassroots empowerment and development organization. Nearly 80 aid workers have been killed in South Sudan since 2013, 12 so far this year. This is VOA News.